Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome to Clay County Corner. This is your guest host, Kevin Donaldson, filling in for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who is taking a few days off from his duties here around the historic Clay County Courthouse from where we are broadcasting. As always, have a good show lined up for today. We have some folks from the Chamber of Commerce here with us today, Dr. Doug Young and Beverly Murphy. And we will spend the better part of the next hour seeing what's going on not only at the chamber but around the county. If you want to find out what's going on around Clay County, the chamber is a good place to visit for sure. And we'll take a dive into that and maybe also look at some workforce development things toward the end of the hour. But thank you for being with us today. We're grateful for all of our listeners. We're grateful for our sponsors. And we're going to give our sponsors a couple of minutes here to tell you about themselves. But stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more Clay County Corner.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. As we mentioned before, have two guests here today from the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Doug Young, who is the Executive Director, and Ms. Beverly Murphy, who is the Director of Tourism, which is kind of a newly created position. Tourism has always been a big part of the things that go on at the Chamber, but we were never able to have somebody who was actually the tourism director. How's that going so far, Beverly?
It's going good. It is. We're really getting involved in a lot of stuff that's taking place, and we're falling into tourism season, starting to, Kevin, so we're really excited.
It's upon us. Well, it really never ends, but we're looking at Memorial Day, and that's traditionally what we call the start, isn't it?
We've been lucky enough to have several ribbon cuttings here lately. And
tell us about that.
We had one last week down here at Clay Power Sports. That's one of the new businesses down here with Eli and his brother and them. And it's a wonderful business that's come to Clay County, and it's just Lana. And it's for the boats, and they work on boats. Not only do they work on boats, but they sell boats, and they sell all kinds of four-wheeler equipment and ATV equipment. And then they put new speaker systems on boats, but they're able to work on stuff for people for the lake. So that's something we didn't have here before.
Right.
So that's a huge asset, you know, to people coming in for our lake. And so I just think that's a big new thing for our tourists and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, just looking at the inventory as you come across the bridge is impressive. They got a lot of toys down there.
It's amazing, So we were lucky enough to, like I said, to do ribbon cutting for them. Then we have a ribbon cutting again tomorrow for the new CrossFit Workout Center, CrossFit DHL. And we've had several ribbon cuttings the past few weeks. Anytime we get a new business that comes to this area, it just tickles us to death, because we're glad to welcome them here. And it means that this little area is growing, and we welcome anybody to come in, because it shows that people want to be here. So we're excited about it. We got a new business on the square called Southern Mix. We did a ribbon cutting for her about 2 weeks ago. And she's a great new little business, and it's growing. She does a lot of things in there, too.
Now, is that the one just across the corner from us here at Elm Square?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she's doing a lot of die-cutting stuff with wood and a lot of stenciling stuff. And so, you know, there's just all kinds of neat little stuff that nobody knows is down here, you know, on the square and stuff. But there's just so many amazing businesses that have joined the Chamber here lately. And we've got several ribbon cuttings that are going to take place. They've just not scheduled them yet. So many more businesses that have popped up and joined the Chamber here lately in Clay County, like the Highway 52 painted pig pub going towards Hermitage Springs. It's popped up a new business. So there's going to be a ribbon cutting for them. The Pea Ridge Market, a new ribbon cutting for them before long. We've got our own massage, Clay County Massage, up here, you know. The Crypto Cafe out at Moss. There is so many businesses that have joined here lately, and they see what it is to join the Chamber, because, you know, for $50 they can join the Chamber, and with that they get a ribbon cutting. They go in the newspaper, they go in the Shop of the Southeast, they go online, they get advertised on Facebook, and we're there to help them. You know, we supply them materials, we do so much advertising for them, and whatever amount they join, they get more advertisement. And, you know, and with that, we promote them all we can, because we want to see them grow. We want them to get them known all we can, you know, and get tourists to come to their locations. And you know, so no matter what amount they take, you know, it's going to benefit them just to become a Chamber member, because we're here to help them, and we want them to know that.
Well, you know, from a practical standpoint, with all the advertising and marketing that they get out of joining the Chamber, that's worth several hundred dollars.
You can probably figure out probably about $400 for a $50 membership.
I understand that you've done that. But I don't doubt that at all. Advertising is not a cheap thing, and that's what we call free advertising or marketing. That's a big benefit for joining the
Chamber. And everybody wants to know what's going on constantly, and that's the best way for people to be able to see it, you know, is by people getting out there and talking about it and putting it on Facebook and stuff. And we are very proud of our members of the growth that we've had. And I think me and Doc both can say that that's one thing that we are really, really excited about is our membership.
Well, if y'all don't mind giving a number out, and if you don't want to, I understand. What is Chamber membership up to now? I know it's a lot higher than when I was there.
I think we're probably about at 95 now.
Wow. And we've only got somewhere between 125 and 150 businesses, and that includes everything. That's just a single owner, operator, or whatever. Congratulations
on
that.
Maybe we've agreed on this. We're hoping we can do something special if we hit the 100 mark.
Well, that would deserve doing something special. Absolutely. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
That's a big number. Beverly, not exactly related to this, but very much tied to it. And I don't know when you guys were on here last, so we may be replowing ground, but you've been to some training recently.
Yes, I have.
Tell us what that was and what it's all about and what you can do now as a result of that.
I have my certification, one of the certifications in economic development with UT. And so I've learned a lot, a little bit more about businesses coming in, and had some training on economic development, which was very, very interesting because it taught me a lot about how these businesses go about coming to a town and what incentives they can get from an economic development standpoint, about how they can get certain taxes rolled off on TILFs and pilots, and how the system goes about allowing businesses to come to an area. So I've had some training on what it takes to get help to get an area a little bit more advanced, and have a little learning to see what you have to have in the area to of what kind of businesses we actually need in that area, you know, as far as what we need and what we can handle and how to see what advances we need and how we can get it,
right,
in other words. So I was lucky enough to get the one course, and I'm going to take another course, and I look forward to it because it's really, really interesting to see from an economic standpoint how we can grow and how much more we can handle and how we go about getting what it is we need in our area.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Now, you've also had some other training.
I have.
And we'll go to that in just a minute, but let's take just a short break now and let our sponsors have some time. Please stay with us on Clay County Corner.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We are here today with Beverly Murphy, who is the Director of Tourism for the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We also have Executive Director Doug Young here with us. Still talking to Beverly some here about some additional training. John Schallert, who is famous in what he does, but most folks probably don't recognize that name. Tell us a little bit about that training.
I am a training facilitator for John Schallert, and there is not one in the state of Kentucky, so I am the only one in the state of Kentucky, and there is only one or two others in the state of Tennessee. So I am one of his in the state of Tennessee. What that is a destination business trainer. So I have taken the courses and stuff, and I offer 8 courses that will take a business in and will show a business how to become a destination business, how to make their business become more successful, how to market their business, how to go after the business on a tourist adventure, how to see what their business is, how to make it more valuable. A lot of times in business, and I did this myself as a business owner for many years, you tend to forget why you went into business. You tend to forget what your main goal is. You tend to forget a lot of things that brought you that passion. So as a training facilitator, you bring the passion and you bring things back out in that person. You train them to see what their niche is, what their unique ability is, what they're in business for, and you train them how to bring customers to them from another area, not just to wait on customers in your hometown, but how to bring people from other states, how to bring people from other cities to get them to come shop with you.
Right.
So what they basically do is they take a step and they look at themselves, and it makes them evaluate their businesses, themselves again, and it makes them fall in love with their business all over again. So they step back and they go through these 8-step trainings, and basically it teaches them all over again how to get that passion back in their business, how to refocus their business, and it trains them and their staff how to redo everything again, marketing, how to go after certain customers, how it actually teaches them how to clone their favorite customer too as well.
Wow.
And so like if you've got Billy Bob that buys $50 from you a month, there's a database that it teaches you how to go in there and find customers just like him and bring in. So it's, like I said, it's 8 courses, but it's amazing, and it's usually $800 a course. And we've applied for a grant so we can get grants for our retail customers and businesses in this area so I can train them and give them these classes for free.
Right. Now, Dr. Young, we'll flip it down to you. You've known about John Schallert for a long time, and I guess that's kind of how all this came about. Where was it you ran into
him? Back in 2009, we were doing the first downtown grant that we had. I had to go to several seminars, and one was in Franklin, Tennessee.
Right.
And we had a team from Salina to go to that one, and they had this dude on the program 2 hours, and I saw right at once, you gonna keep my attention for 2 hours? Well, I used to be a retailer in Salina. I owned W.L. Brown and Son on the square in Salina, and so I knew a little bit about retail, and this dude started talking, and man, he held my full attention for those 2 hours. He told me things that I sure do wish I had known when I had my clothing store.
Right.
And the things that he's been able to accomplish with his methods has just been astounding.
Amazing.
I came back to Salina, and I looked around. I've told this story 100 times. I came back to Salina, and I started looking around for retailers in Clay County that might be doing some of the things that John Schallert talked about. I found one business. Schallert talked about making the exterior of your building special. Use it as a landmark so people can say, go down to the Pink Elephant in Cookeville, and we've been doing that for
a long time. Yeah, long time.
Well, in Salina, we have a business that is unique on the outside. It has a gray elephant coming out of a jungle. And I think most of you know where that is. That's up at Ollie's Restaurant. Well, as a matter of fact, I was in there one day with Johnny Dowell having lunch. And coming down the road was some Amish folks and a buggy. The horse saw that elephant and all of a sudden just went berserk.
Thought it was real.
One of the guys had to roll down, grab him by the reins, and pull him over to the side.
Interesting.
And to go on with Schallert's analysis then, on the inside of your building, have something unique that can kind of occupy your customer's time while they're waiting to be served or waiting to pay their bill or whatever.
And you know,
are just something interesting for them to look at.
And when you say that, Cracker Barrel comes to mind for me.
Cracker Barrel's the
walls are full of things.
And the exterior of Cracker Barrel is unique. And Ollie's, he's had it painted recently. He's not put all of his quotations back up, but he had quotations all around the wall. And while I've read them 100 times, but I still read them while I'm waiting to be served. And then another thing that Schallert talked about was having a product that's unique to your business. And Ollie has an elephant burger. And so that's kind of an example of the kind of training that Schallert brings. He causes you to look at your business and gives you ideas on how you can develop your business into not just a business, but a destination. And the destination part is unique. I think you've been out west. I have too. And on the way over into some of the national park territory is a drugstore, Walls Drugstore. And about 200 miles before you get to it, you start seeing signs. And at that place, they've done this unique kind of marketing that makes Walls Drugstore a destination. When you get there, it says free water and all. When you get your tourist trap, but you want to go
there. But
you
want to
see it.
Yeah.
It gets you there.
Yeah.
But we have so many tourists coming to Clay County, and we want them to leave some of their money while they're here, and so we need to attract them into our businesses. We need to make each business in Clay County needs to learn about making their business a destination, particularly for these tourists that's coming through.
You know, we think, and we talked about that earlier, that the tourist season is only Memorial Day through Labor Day. Absolutely not so. That's the peak of it, and that's when a lot of our skiers and water enthusiasts visit Dale Hollow. But My goodness, we have visitors today, a holiday year, especially winter fishermen. People think they don't really know a lot about it. You mean you fish in the winter? Well, yeah, you serious bass fishermen, that's when they're down here. And it's amazing to see how many boats you will see going through Salina and Clay County during the dead of the winter, you know.
And you can legally hunt on Corps of Engineer property. So we're trying to market Del Hollow Lake as the four seasons of Del Hollow.
Right.
Not the two seasons, but we'd like to look at Del Hollow as a place to visit all year long.
There's one thing I'll tell you all about the businesses in Clay County. Every one of these businesses here already have a destination and among them inside there, and they probably just don't realize it. Because I guarantee you can go in each one of them now, and there's something special about every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
There is, y'all.
Absolutely.
There absolutely is.
And I know just from being in sales for a long, long time, you know, you've got to figure out what is unique about you. If you're just like everybody else, chances are people are going to visit you a lot if you're the cheapest. Well, you really don't hardly ever want to be the cheapest. You know, you want to add value to your product and be able to get more for it. But yeah, you got to find something unique. It doesn't matter if you're selling widgets or food or anything in between. So guys, Havilet Work, you mentioned a grant possibility for Beverly to be able to pass her knowledge on to folks. She talked about it a little bit. Before we go to another break, let's dig into that a little deeper. How will that work? Will it happen before you're able to get the grant, or you're waiting on the grant to make it happen, right?
Well, we're expecting to get the contract any day now.
Right.
But we're kind of suspicious they may be waiting until the new fiscal year starts in July.
Right.
And that will enable us to pay the John Schallert outfit for the amount of money that we have to pay them. And we'll be using Schallert's videotapes and materials, and Beverly will be teaching the classes, and hopefully we'll have retailers here in Clay County that will participate in that program. Once again, it's going to be a no cost to them, and sometimes if something doesn't cost anything, it doesn't have any value. Well, hopefully they'll see this as having value and participate.
So y'all are kind of looking at the grant money as... And Beverly, I've heard you mention this several. It's kind of like scholarship money, right? It'll pay for the people.
Yeah. It's $179 for them to get their books and their videos and stuff. Is what it costs just for their books and videos and stuff. So the grant will pay for that. But then also from this, once they complete this, they will be able to get from the Biz Foundry and stuff. They'll be able to get websites designed. And Facebook, and they'll be able to get marketing help, and they'll also be able to get all that training too. So, you know, just once they go through this one small little course with me, then they're going to be able to get all this extra stuff built on top of it.
This service could very well go over $1,000 per retailer.
Yeah.
Wow.
With all the benefits that they're going to be able to get.
That's impressive. Exciting program, and I know we'll hear more about it, I guess, after that that grant is awarded. Guys, good stuff. Time at bottom of the hour here, time for us to take another little break. But before we do that, we will mention our birthday and anniversary giveaway, which is held each week. You can put somebody on the birthday and anniversary list by calling the courthouse here, leaving a message as clearly as possible on the answer machine here. Leave the person's number or couple's number who you are mentioning. Leave your number. You can do that all by calling 931-243-5574. Now, we have three entries this week, one of whom will get a cash prize here. You drop by the Chamber of Commerce to do that, but this week we have all birthdays. Melissa Smith celebrating on May 24, Eva Gully on May 23rd, and Brian Coons on May 24 also. So at the end of our program, we will draw one of these folks' name from the imaginary hat, and give that prize out. Right now, it's time for us to take that next break. Please stay with us for more Clay County Corner.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We are here with Beverly Murphy and Doug Young of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We have spent the first 30 minutes talking about a variety of things. We'll also look at some upcoming events before we switch gears a little bit and take maybe a fairly deep dive into economic development and workforce development. But Beverly, tell us about some activities community-wide that are coming up. Of course, we know the fair's right around the corner, and that was talked about on the radio last week. But tell us about some of these things.
We got the fair coming up, of course, the 6th through the 10th, and that's the big thing. Of course, that's what's going on right now. But we got a cruise-in coming in on the square on June 17th. Of course, our cruise-ins always do good here on the square.
Oh, yeah.
But the next big event we've got is the Heritage Days, which is August the 4th and the 5th. And then I think Thomas has got Lola Jean. It's going to take place on Thursday night up here.
Right.
In the courthouse. And then
those other dates are Friday and Saturday,
mm-hmm,
and then
yeah,
the concert's on Thursday.
Yeah.
Am I remembering that right?
That's right. And they're looking for vendors. And if anybody wants to be a vendor, you can call Beverly Hollifield over at the Clay County Museum, because they are looking for vendors. So if anybody's interested in being a vendor for our Heritage Days, please give them a call, y'all, because they're looking for food vendors and everything else. So they would be more than happy to talk to you, anybody, about that. But our Heritage Days is really, really important this year, because we are opening up our Rolly Hole Museum,
mm-hmm,
here in the courthouse. So it's our Heritage Days is going to be a lot of stuff thrown in together. It's it's our festival and everything throwed into one. So we're really looking forward to it.
It's kind of a combination of, well, at least two events,
maybe three, thrown in there.
Yeah,
maybe three. Yeah,
it's kind of got what we used to call homecoming days rolled in with the courthouse. Yeah, there we go. Well, there is a third courthouse birthday. Wonderful old courthouse we're broadcasting from turns 150 years old this year, and we're kind of doing some makeup. You know, when the county celebrated its sesquicentennial was COVID year, 2020, and didn't get to really do a lot at all. So hopefully we're going to be able to do some of that stuff this time.
So they've got a lot of stuff planned for it on Heritage Day. So like I said, we, you know, after the fire, of course, like I said, the fire is going to be a big thing for us, and then in August, the Heritage Day. So we've got those upcoming events that we're really excited about.
And there will be a lot of other events, too.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, we've all the time got pop-up events coming up and stuff. And
you know, we've already this year, and again, we're just about to hit Memorial Day, we've had two or three shopping events
downtown. And the little spring market events and stuff, where our vendors have got together and pop-up events, and they've done really, really good, and just seeing the community come together, which is really, really amazing. It's amazing.
We appreciate that update on events, and guys,
as always, we'll
do our best here. Thomas will, I know, from week to week, talking about upcoming events and keeping us updated on some of the, I guess, these cornerstone events, we might call them, the bigger ones, but thank you all for the updates on that. We'll switch gears just a little bit here for a second.
Before we leave that, it's a pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we've got a big event coming up this Saturday at 9 o'clock at Donaldson Park. If you want to learn to play pickleball, come up. We've got a pro coming, and he's going to teach everybody the rules of the game and some techniques of play, and hopefully we'll be able to get him back another Saturday. And that'll
be held where? Let's make sure we let everybody know.
What now?
That'll be held where?
At Donaldson Park.
Right, on the
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
New course.
We had it scheduled for last Saturday, but it rained.
Right.
And I've looked at the weather forecast, and it's going to be a fantastic Saturday morning.
That'll start what time? Is that 9 o'clock?
That's on mine, too. We've got Paddling on the River on July 28th. If you want to sign up to go kayaking on the river, we're going to have some sign-ups where you can kayak on the river July 28th, too, at 10 a.m. So that'll be coming out, and I'll be putting that on Facebook in the next little bit, too. So.
And obviously,
left me.
Well, we can go kayaking anytime we want to, but that's a big group event. There'll be
there could be
50 or 100 different,
bring your own kayak if you sign up and stuff. So, where they're going to specialize in just looking at our river.
This one we had scheduled before and then had to cancel because of weather. We had maybe a couple of commissioners coming, state commissioners, and some assistant commissioners. One of those assistant commissioners is kind of local. She's Jack Napier's daughter, Melanie.
Right.
Melanie Beecham is an assistant commissioner in the Department of Tourism. And real handy to have somebody that knows us in a position like that.
Who used to spend part of her summers here.
A lot of time on Hollow Lake.
Yeah, for sure. She and a lot of other folks are good friends to Clay County in state government and in tourism. We've got several people from this general area who work for the State Department of Tourism. There's some folks from Overton County and Putnam County, and a lot of familiar faces for us there. Well, back to pickleball. I've never played it. I've seen it played on TV, and I know I would never be able to play as good as those folks. Now, it's a fast-paced game, but this is designed for some of us folks to play maybe as we get a little older. You know, it's tennis shrunk down to a smaller size in a sense, although you don't hit the ball overhand on serves and things like that, but it's looks like a really cool game to me.
Actually played with a wiffle ball.
Right, yeah, not a tennis ball. people get killed with a tennis ball on that little course right there. But yeah, to watch those pros, and none of us will ever play like them. It is just bang, bang. I mean, it's back and forth so fast you can't hardly see the ball. But yeah, if it wasn't a wiffle ball, somebody would get hurt. No doubt about it. But if you're interested in that, this Saturday, 2 days from today at 9 a.m. at Donaldson Park. Let's talk about economic development overall. Of course, both you guys are involved in that. I'm still involved in it in a kind of side doorway, I guess. You know, I got to thinking, if somebody comes up to you and asks you what is economic development, it's not that easy to give a definition for it. So I went to the Internet. Of course, we can find anything now. And in fact, we know what it is. It's kind of like a lot of other words, but we don't really, it's hard to explain what it. Well, here's a fairly good dictionary definition, I felt like. Economic development is the process by which the economic well-being and quality of life of a nation, region, local community, or a person, an individual, are improved according to goals and objectives. That's a mouthful, but that's a pretty good working definition of it. And y'all help me out with this, too. You know, economic development includes retail businesses, which we've talked a whole lot about this morning. It includes industry. It includes tourism and really any other activity that generates money or creates jobs. Or, now here's something we forget sometimes, educates people. And we're not talking about just students, mm-hmm. although several years ago, I'd say 5, maybe 6 years ago, I went to an economic development meeting, and an educator stood up and said this. We don't always think about it. K-12 education is economic development. And we think, no, that's not got it. It's got everything in the world to do with the economy, because we're shaping these younger folks to take part in this economic development later in life, whether that be through a direct career in it or just being involved in it in a here's my 25-cent word, tertiary way, I guess we might say. But economic development involves just about anything you can think of.
When they asked me what I thought it was, I said, it's everything. Because basically, you tell me what it doesn't involve.
Kevin, you've heard me tell this story before. It's been about 4 or 5 years ago at a governor's conference in Nashville. And they were usually attended by over 1,000 people. And they had a panel of automobile manufacturers, the CEOs of those outfits. And they were talking about how ill-prepared graduates of high schools in Tennessee were to be able to enter the workforce and get the jobs at their manufacturing outfits. And they had an open mic, and I can't resist open mics. So I asked the question, of that 1,000 people in the audience, how many educators did we have? I was the only one standing. And that told me that even the Department of Economic Development hadn't thought that education is the beginning of economic development.
Absolutely.
And so hopefully we're doing better with that now than we used to. I know that the current governor is making vocational education, is bringing it back. We kind of put it on the shelf and went after everybody going to college, and now we're recognizing that we don't have anybody that does the skilled labor, welding, carpentry, and all those kinds of things. And so that pendulum is swinging back in that direction now.
Well, guys, I can tell we're about to get on a roll, and we're due a break here. We'll take one more commercial break, and then we'll be able to take it down the home stretch
all
here,
right,
and talk about that. I want to talk about something I watched online here a couple of weeks ago, too. But stay with us for more Clay County Corner. We'll be right back after these messages.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is your guest host, Kevin Donaldson. We are talking economic development today with Dr. Doug Young and Beverly Murphy, both of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We've covered a lot of ground, kind of headed down the home stretch here. We were talking earlier about defining economic development and found a pretty good online dictionary definition of that. But I'm going to read something else that I found, too, that it doesn't define what economic development is, but it tells what economic development results in, and that is in improved infrastructure, enhancing our education system, better public safety, improved parks, and just endless ways to do something that Beverly had talked about here, to add incentives and to educate and attract new businesses and jobs. And right now in Clay County, and I guess we'll head down this road and we may not get back off this road, as is across the United States, we've got more jobs than we've got people to fill those jobs. Dr. Young, you've heard me talk about the last couple of weeks several times about an online educational seminar that was co-hosted by Dave Ramsey, the personal finance guru, and by, excuse me, Mike Rowe, the TV guy who did Dirty Jobs and I don't know, he's hosted, I guess, 8 or 10 different work-related TV shows down through the years, and they said some things that I knew in terms of numbers, but they said a couple things that I didn't realize, and they got real specific on some of it. Mike Rowe's big thing, of course, he's all about what he calls the trades, and that's a good term. You know, we used to call it vocational education, and we sometimes call it career and technical education, but it's trades. And, you know, he laid forth the notion, and you alluded to it a little bit, that we have downplayed the trades and disrespected the trades to the point that we don't have nearly enough people to fill those positions, because once upon a time it was kind of, he's just a plumber. Oh, my goodness, a plumber can make 6 figures now. Probably not in Clay County, but in certain places. We're not talking about low-end jobs here at all. And we have looked at it that way in the past.
There's a story that goes around about this medical doctor who had to have some plumbing done in his house. And the plumber then presented him with the bill. And the medical doctor looked at it and said, "Hey, I'm a medical doctor, and I don't make that kind of money." And the plumber said, I didn't either when I was a medical doctor. So yes, we have some high paying jobs right here in Clay County that they're not entry level. Take some training.
Right.
You've got to do some things to get some of them. But I can go out in the community right now and I'll have people ask me, can you get any jobs in Clay County? Well, we've got 22 different businesses in Clay County right now who are hiring. We're running a program.
And those are just the ones you know of.
Yes, that's the ones who have called us and asked to be put on the list. And I have to assume that's working to some extent, or they wouldn't be calling us to get on the Chamber of Commerce job list.
I agree.
And then if you're looking for a job, come by the chamber, fill out a one-page application, we scan it, and send it out to all the people in Clay County who might hire you.
Or the region.
Yes.
It's not just Clay County businesses.
And we work hand-in-hand with the American Job Center that serves the whole Upper Cumberland, and they actually come to the chamber right now once a month, and if the demand increases, they'll come more often than that and sit down and work with you. And they've got Title I, Title III, you know how
right.
federal programs work. And
but something for about everybody.
Yes. If you just get in contact with us at the chamber, we can arrange an appointment between you and counselors from the American Job Center, and they'll stay with you until you get a job. Now, the American Job Center has a brand new program that has changed a little since they first announced it. We've got new rules and regs on it. Most of the people in Clay County qualify for one area because we're a distressed county, and that's the low income facet of that.
Right.
But you have to have one more, and in that one you have to be in a foster home, or you have to have a disability of some kind. And I think they might be pretty liberal on that. And are you have to have a there's a whole list of items you have to have two of these items in order to qualify
mm-hmm.
for summer jobs. This is for people who are 14 to 21. And so if you're interested in that and you haven't talked to one of the counselors from the American Job Center, if you'll come by the chamber, we'll set that up for you and see if we can't get you interviewed ASAP.
But folks, if you are looking for a job, or if you know of someone, excuse me, who is looking for a job, there are jobs in Clay County. The best place to call would be the chamber, and that is 243-3338. And the one-page application that gets sent out, well, I'll tell a little story here. I was at a baseball game watching my grandson play earlier this week. Had the father of a, start to say graduated, we get out a little earlier here in Clay County, senior, come up and say, well, so-and-so's look, my son, and I, who I know, have actually worked with him a little at Clay County High School on behalf of TCAT and some other organizations, said, looking for a job, where does he need to go? I said, well, the first thing he needs to do is go to the Chamber of Commerce, fill that out. I said, that'll go to 100. I said, now, if he wants to go out to individual places, that's great, too. Matter of fact, that's just kind of doubling down on it. Chances are they've already got his application there. But if he were to show up in person, say, hey, I'm looking for work, there's just a tremendous chance somebody's going to get hired if they're willing to do that right now, isn't it? I mean, everybody's needing workers.
And if they want to come by the chamber and just pick up a list of these
right.
places,
and that's
and don't want to fill out an application.
20
we'll
plus, absolutely. And you could they could take an application with them. Of course, they're probably going to have an in-house application wherever it is they go. But all the areas and all the partners that we have working with TCAD and our Workforce Development Committee, everybody is looking for workers. I had another business that told me they're not in Clay County, but they're definitely in the region, and they employ people from Clay County. They said the other day, we could use 15 right now, and we could reduce our lead times for our customers by X amount if we had these 15 workers. So, you know, they're getting by with what it is, but they have to be selective even about what they sell right now, because depending on the time frame, the lead time, they may or may not be able to make it work for that customer out there. So businesses are begging for jobs. Another thing that was pointed out and been pointed out other places in that seminar with Ramsey and Rowe was the fact that there are roughly 5 million people right now drawing unemployment or on unemployment. There are 10 million open jobs in the United States. If we put every single person who is on unemployment right now to work, we'd still have 5 million open jobs. That's a staggering statistic there. We think, well, if we just get everybody to work, well, we need to get as many people as possible to work, but it still won't fill the need, you know. So we're in a new era, a new time when we're going to have to do things a little bit differently. And, you know, you can just mechanize so much.
And, Kevin, this is not just in the United States. I read an entire book recently on China. China set in a policy that families could just have one child because they were overpopulated. But they did that years ago. Now it's come back to really hurt, because now they don't have a workforce.
They don't have enough people.
No.
Literally just don't have enough people.
And that's kind of where we are.
We're getting there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not to the degree that China is, but yeah, absolutely. And that's true in Clay County. We don't have a lot of folks here.
Yeah.
And we have an old county. We've established that. The average Clay Countyan's 8 years older than the average Tennessean. So, you know, we got a lot of older folks. And, yeah, it's...
And, you know, if you're a business out there and you've got, if you're needing help, you're more welcome to call us, and we'll put you on our email list. And we'll be happy to put you on our job list, too. We'll be more than happy to do that. Yeah.
And guys, take note of that. I mean, as a business owner, you have got absolutely nothing to lose by getting on that email list. And as a potential worker, somebody who is looking for a job, you have absolutely nothing to lose. And the chamber is, in essence, doing the legwork for you there. I mean, you may have some legwork left, but it would be almost physically impossible to carry your resume around to 100 different businesses.
Yeah, and
you
we
know.
don't just we send emails out to people in, you know, Kentucky too.
Yep.
Don't we, Doc? You know, and stuff. So yeah, we'd be happy to take them, send them to anybody.
Guys, we've got probably about a minute and a half before. Well, matter of fact, let's go ahead and do this. Let's pick our birthday winner today. And again, to claim this prize, all you need to do is go by the Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to know exactly who it is right off the bat. We usually carry that name over, and they're here today. So we're speeding that process up some, but we have all celebrating birthdays: Melissa Smith, Eva Gully, and Brian Coons. Beverly, if you give me either one, two, or three, we'll have a winner here.
Let's go with two.
All right. Miss Eva Gully is our winner this week. She celebrated her birthday on May 23rd, a couple of days ago. Congratulations to Eva on that. We've got probably less than a minute, so I don't know that we can get cranked up on anything, but final thoughts from y'all on some of the things.
I thought, come out Saturday morning and learn to play pickleball.
Play pickleball, absolutely.
We've got the court redone, and it's ready to be played on.
Well, I'll tell you, as an old tennis player, and those of you who know, may think, what? He played tennis once upon a time? But, yeah, I did a lot. I never dreamed that we would see the tennis courts back in the condition that they're in. And hats off to y'all. You played a big part in that. Hope that they'll be used. And I'm guessing we are really close to being out of time. We thank Dr. Doug Young and Beverly Murphy
thank
for being
y'all.
With us today.
Thank
we thank all of you listeners, and we thank our advertisers, who make this show possible. And we will consider our show closed. Please join us again. You can re-listen or tell somebody to listen at 6 p.m. tonight. or join us 167 hours from now, next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for more Clay County Corner. Thanks for being with us.